Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. My inspiration here this morning is a result of a visit I had from some Jehovah Witnesses yesterday. They came around and were very insistent that the name of God is Jehovah. And I would just like to read this passage of Scripture here this morning just to affirm the deity of Jesus Christ. And the name of God is indeed Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, beloved, we have several things in this, just these few verses here. In this passage, we have the Word with God, the Word is God. Then we have that all things were made by God, by Him, by the Word, and nothing was made that was made without Him. So now all we need to do is identify who the Word is. And we also find out that in Him, in the Word, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 1. Now, let's go forward here. As many as received Him, verse 12, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Beloved, what a power that Jesus Christ has. In the beginning was Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was with the Father, and Jesus Christ was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Jesus Christ, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Christ is life, and the life is the light of men. And as many as receive Christ, to them gives Christ power to become the sons of God. Who else but God Himself can give power to become the sons of God? Even to them that believe on His name. Believe on the name of Jesus Christ, and you too shall be saved. You too shall become a son of God. A son is one who has the same character and nature. So as we acknowledge that we do not have the nature of God, and then we receive Jesus Christ, then we receive the ability to have the character and nature of God. Let me go to 14. It says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word, Jesus Christ, was made flesh. He came and He dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Beloved, I have no question, and I believe there is no question. Scripture is very clear on the matter. Jesus Christ, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. He lived a sinless life among us. He offered Himself as a sacrifice in order that we can obtain the character and nature of God. And there is no other Savior, there is no other salvation, there is no other hope that we have save for this very incarnate expression of God upon the earth. And so, although one may come and say that the name of God is Jehovah, and I suppose then if we go there, if we begin in that path, then there's some, the following argument is that Jehovah is the only name of God. But I say this, beloved, Jesus Christ is God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So, beloved, let us go forth today and proclaim the name of Christ, the one, the only one. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, and it is the name alone of Jesus Christ. So God bless you. If you have a comment, we'd like to hear from you. Use mailbox 99, and you can leave us a message.